Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. So-called financial experts are predicting that interest rates are likely to decline this year. They claim that the question is when this will happen, not if it will. Don't fall for this deception. If anything, the current financial situation will create extreme pressure for even higher interest rates as the year progresses. The main reason to expect higher rather than lower interest rates will come from the soaring demand to borrow money. First, the federal government does not have a debt ceiling this year, so between now and the end of 2024, look for the Treasury to increase its debt by another $2 trillion. Second, expect the central banks of China and Japan to continue reducing their holdings of U.S. Treasury debt this year by hundreds of billions of dollars. Third, look for the expanded BRICS consortium, now with 10 countries that will include more than 40% of the world's population, to finally adopt a new alternative currency for use in international commerce in place of the U.S. dollar. This will decrease international demand in U.S. dollars even further, which had been a source of low or no interest funding for the federal government. Fourth, the federal government is pushing for higher capital reserves at American banks, which means they will restrict how much they loan to the private sector. The shortage of funding will force those that do borrow to pay higher interest rates than they would otherwise. Fifth, almost $900 billion of commercial real estate debt principal payments are due by the end of this year. The need to find massive replacement mortgage money will also apply pressure for higher interest rates. Six, the increasing default rates on credit card debts and automotive loans will force lenders to increase their interest rates to cover these growing losses. The next time you hear someone predicting that interest rates will be lower at the end of this year than they are now, would you please ask them how that could be possible with all the obstacles I just listed? Then make your own financial plans assuming interest rates will rise this year. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.